Good evening, lovelies, and welcome to Talks with T, a community where we host space for real conversations about mental health, healing, and the power of connection. I'm your host, Taisha Joseph Abrams, and this podcast is all about showing up for each other, sharing our stories, and reminding ourselves that we're never alone in what we're going through. Every episode is a chance to grow together, learn from each other, and build a stronger, more passionate community, one conversation at a time. Let's dive in. And remember, protect your peace, drink your water, mind your business, and don't let anyone mess with your mental health. If I had a dollar for the number of times I was late for something, I probably would be rich by now. I'm notoriously late for everything, yet I'm always moving as if I'm running out of time. Some people tell me, leave early, and my response to them is, I'm my father's child. You would think I would appreciate time a little more knowing it's something that we can't get back. Now tell me something, do you struggle with prioritizing your time as well? Do you try to create your own time frames to fit your needs and not the needs of others? Or better yet, you that person to give your time to things, places, and people who don't deserve it, right? If you answered yes to any one of those, trust me, you're not alone. So let's talk about it. As I sit back and think about things that I spent time on day after day, I can't help but think about the things that I pour into that I probably shouldn't, wouldn't, couldn't, and probably don't even deserve me, to be honest. For instance, I used to work nights for almost 18 years. When I started working nights, I would be tired because I had to stay up until midnight, sometimes 1 a.m. each night. Now, I know, working nights is not it for everybody, but when I tell you, loved it. But here's the problem. Now, I go to work during the day. So, technically speaking, I'm supposed to get up at 6:15 in the morning, and at 6:15, turns into 6:20. To 6:45, and I know I'm not the only one who do that. Wouldn't you want to go to bed a little earlier so that you will be well rested the next day? Not I. I used to run on 2 hours of sleep a night and stay up for 20 hours every day of the week. You know it's true what they say, working nights will add years to your life, and with the additional years, I'll still stay up every night watching movies, shopping, just doing things I have absolutely positively no business doing. Instead of me doing things that don't serve me, I can do things that will help grow my businesses, maybe get stronger, my spiritual growth, or even just reflect on life. Let me ask you something. How many times have you spoken to the person that did you wrong 2 weeks ago? And be honest, 5 minutes ago, wasn't it? A lot, right? I know. Yet, if someone sends you something spiritual or positive, you wouldn't even look at it. And especially if it have a lot of words attached to it. I have another one. How many times have you said to yourself, why is this person talking to me for so long? Now, sidebar. I am that person. I am she. I be in my own head when people talking to me like, can you please get away from me? Can you please stop talking to me? I am not interested. Mind you, that person could be giving you some tools that could help you earn more money at the end of this story. I understand that everyone's attention span is the same because, Lord, I know I'll be feeling like my ADHD be kicking in. However, I am also aware that people use the same parts of their bodies, such as their frontal lobes, to gain unhealthy attention. And let me just ask this quick question. Am I the only one that gets bothered when adults seek attention? I mean, like, full-blown adults? It's just something about that I genuinely don't understand. I know that not all attention is good attention, right? However, I know there are a few people who don't care what kind of attention they're getting as long as they're getting that recognition. Perhaps if they didn't seek the attention in places that didn't serve them, they will find that they can give their own attention to themselves. Like, you know, boost yourself up in the mirror, like, oh, girl, you cute. Or if you a gent, I know I look good, right? I know I'm fine. You know, that type of time. Moving along. As individuals, we trust the unknown, unworthy, and unforeseen. Sometimes we even follow those who don't even know or we would never meet. And I know for a fact I'm not the only one who follows celebrities that probably can't even pronounce your name. We rush things that we think we're ready for because of the title, maybe a pay increase. Who knows, maybe popularity. Or boredom. Have you ever stopped to think, what if something didn't happen because it wasn't supposed to at this moment in my life? And yes, that is possible. What if I haven't learned the necessary tools to help build me up? I'm always telling my siblings, which I am the oldest of six, be careful what you ask for because you just might get it. However, it might not be in the capacity you can handle. The irony with this is we immediately get upset whenever we're blessed with what we thought we needed or because it didn't turn out the way that we wanted to. But how can you get mad? You asked for something, he gave it to you, right? So, what's the problem? How about the situation didn't turn out a certain way because you haven't learned those lessons needed to build you up as a person? Everything comes with time, including our growth. Why do we turn the blind eye to the amount of time that we spend trusting a manipulative person and get upset whenever we're in the doctor's office for more than 5 minutes past our appointment time? And listen, I have been with people who have turned up within 5 minutes and then look at me like I did something wrong. I don't understand. Ladies, why do we shout, don't call me no more, don't come over here, I'm done with you, and within less than 2 days have them in your bed? And at what point in time have you realized it is time to let go? Gents, why do we allow the justice system to bash us time after time? Our young men are going to be more institutionalized and placed in several forms of institution than they are going to be educated. At what point in time do you say it's time to break the traditional curse? Well, guess what? Now is that time. I personally struggle with time it takes to heal from trauma. I'm upset that it happened, and I want the pain and negative emotions to go away. I'm human. However, I know that I'm not ready to move on because of such emotions, feelings, and thoughts. I personally struggle with the trauma I've endured from my childhood. For years, I always wanted a mother-daughter relationship like you see on TV. Although I know half the time, that's just acting. Then it hit me. Tayshia, girl, bye. It's time to let that go. It's time to move on from the fairy tale and accept that time has come to pass. I personally struggle with trauma from being sexually assaulted twice and nothing happening to neither person. The more time goes on, the more I keep saying to myself, when will I stop thinking about this? When will it stop taking up time in my life? A few other things that I struggle with when it comes to time are waiting to be successful instead of appreciating what I already have. And I don't know if it's the Capricorn in me, but I'm always trying to figure out a way to make a dollar. I am guilty of such. I struggle with the amount of time it's going to take to pay off debt. And yet, I love shopping, so I think I'm always struggling with that. Now, let me just put a disclaimer. I do tell myself, well, if you can't respect the value of a dollar, how can you respect or even expect for him to give you hundreds more? At what point do I allow society to stop taking over my mind? Well, let's think about it. Ladies, sometimes people will tell you your biological clock is ticking, right? And they'll throw things such as starting a family of your own or getting married, you know, things of that nature. Now, this, I must say, is something that will be worth the time waiting for. What do you struggle with when it comes to time? Your life? Are you like me getting up of work? Yeah, I know. I've been there. Wanting a family or wedding because this makes 5 years that you've been with your partner and you want something to show for social media? Or wanting a promotion because you've been at that job long enough and you think you deserve it, right? I want you to ask yourself, what do I struggle with when it comes to time? As you're asking yourself this, I want you to tell yourself there's a time to do things a right time for everything on earth. Please know that everything happens for a valid reason in life, and he makes no mistakes. He knows where you're at, where you're going, and where you're going to be. He had planted that seed before you even knew who you were. He is going to grant you the time when it is time for you to blossom. Please understand that his time is not yours. It is his. As I continue my spiritual journey, I am learning to no longer struggle with time, as I have learned that there is no time but to be still. And so that, I will say this prayer. Father, thank you for still loving me, guiding, and nourishing me despite my disobedience at times. Despite me wanting to lead and not follow. Despite me abusing the time that you have given me. Despite me thinking that you were on my time when I am on yours. I will remind myself that timing is a priority and I must trust the process and trust the timing. If we took the time to realize that time was always on our side, we would then take the time to understand the blessings that come with perfect timing. Thank you for joining.